So tonight at 8 p.m. EST, that is when the deadline that Trump has issued to Iran expires. The deadline is that Iran must agree to give up and shit their pants or something. The demands keep changing. I don't even know if this is tied to the 15-point plan that was disclosed by Israeli media before we got it from Americans, but that shit ain't happening. However, to really hype people up for the deadline, we got this wonderful Truth Social post, which is referenced in the stream title today. A whole civilization will die tonight, never to be brought back again. I don't want that to happen, but it probably will. However, now that we have complete and total regime change, where different, smarter, and less radicalized minds prevail, maybe something revolutionarily wonderful can happen. Who knows? We will find out tonight one of the most important moments in the long and complex history of the world. 47 years of extortion, corruption, and death will finally end. God bless the great people of Iran. The second sentence is so funny after the first, yeah. Not gonna lie, every person in the military is responsible. I don't want to hear about the tragedy of Americans. Oh, whoa, 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 you're preaching to the choir here, buddy. As far as I'm concerned, soldiers have to just start disobeying their orders, you know? House Democratic leader statement. Let me guess. We condemn Trump for not asking Congress for permission to nuke Iran first? It's nothing, obviously. I saw AOC made a good statement. AOC said unambiguously, soldiers just need to disobey illegal orders. House Democratic leadership statement on Donald Trump's threat to kill a whole civilization. Donald Trump is unhinged, blah, 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 blah. It's nothing. It's the same bullshit. It doesn't mean anything. Didn't they just fire a bunch of generals for basically saying no? Well, we don't know the exact reason they were fired, but Hegseth did just fire a bunch of generals, yeah. Including the chief of staff of the army, which, you know, probably a relationship between that and this. Yeah, I'd say so. In my opinion. Not great. This is how Israelis are reacting to the news. Coming? Israel's Channel 13 has set up a countdown clock in anticipation of Trump's threat to wipe out Iranian civilization. Yeah, that seems about right. That tracks. I don't know what else you'd expect, really. Like, it's fucking New Year's. If he sends a nuke, can we draft post? I think if he sends a nuke, you can do a lot of things, actually. Asking seriously, could this spark a military coup? We don't even know what he's threatening or what he's going to do. Again, it's Trump. We have no idea what he's actually proposing or to what extent or whether he'll do it. For all we know, Trump could end up declaring victory based on some arbitrary, asinine, or completely made-up concession he imagines the Iranian people have made. It's impossible to know. I mean, we don't really know what's going to happen. All we know is that the Democrats are absolutely useless. It's if nothing else, it's definitely cementing the, I know you've heard this from me a lot, but like, the world won't forget this, you know? To make it clear, even countries like Russia don't openly broadcast stuff like this. The genocidal intent of the Russian oligarchs has been known for a while, but Putin doesn't really come out and say stuff like, we will eradicate the entire population of da-da-da. There's at least a pretense towards, you know, amicability. They did that for a bit, then they stopped. They wavered. It was more like the Ukrainian people don't exist than just openly, straightforwardly, we will just kill everyone, you know? Medvedev does this? Yeah, well, you know. I guess the point that I'm making is that even the behavior they do engage in makes Russia a pariah state, you know? You can have an America that's the center of global trade and culture, and you can have an America that does shit like this, but you can't have an America that does both. They're completely juxtaposed. You can't have them both. MS Now got a response to a voter's genocidal. What is this?
It's giving war crime.
It's giving war crime.
You can't do that. We don't just annihilate people because we can and, you know, make a grab for the money and the oil.
Well,
and that's what we've done in Venezuela. And that's what we're doing in Iran.
Well, I don't even know if that's a Trump supporter. I mean, how can I know? Don't want to assume just based on the accent. B-52s have been spotted taking off. I don't want to speculate too much, okay? That's support for the message. On Tuesday, this was a very hasty poll. On Tuesday, Trump posted to social media, a whole civilization will die tonight, never to be brought back again. Do you approve or disapprove of this statement by Trump? Democrats, minus 91. Republicans, plus 18. Yeah, that sounds about right. Independents, minus 54. Such a sick country. Though altogether, Republicans are not even close to 50% of the population, so you get a overall, what, minus 41 here? The 75th Rangers, Green Beret, and the Marines were practicing Urban Island raiding a couple weeks ago. Sure, but that doesn't really track to what he's threatening today at 8 p.m. ET, right? Invading Karg Island and eradicating a civilization are two different actions. Guess they could sort of come in tandem. We need to have a conversation with those 14% not so sure people. We are a sick country. You know, the United States isn't really going to ever reckon with the evil that it's done abroad. We've been the epicenter for fascism for a long time, ever since the beginning of the Cold War. We've propped up so many fascist dictatorships in other countries. Not to say the Soviets were good, only that we have without question been the bulwark, you know, and eventually that comes back to hit us. Oftentimes, the reason fascists take power in other countries is because we're encouraging those countries to be amicable to neoliberal reforms, right? Like, during the Cold War, a bunch of, you know, Latin American or Southeast Asian countries were nationalizing their industries, and the essential argument was, like, in order to make these countries palatable for neoliberal investment, we must make them fascist. Fascism is the defense mechanism for liberalism, no? At the very least, for neoliberalism, for the economic portion of liberalism. So, inevitably, that would happen here. If it happened elsewhere, why wouldn't it happen here? In order to make liberalism possible indefinitely, eventually you run out of socially legitimizing arguments, you run out of good arguments on its own terms, and you eventually have to defer to something else. Do you believe that after all this, all U.S. soldiers involved should be charged? Generally, like every sailor aboard the USS Lincoln, probably not. But specifically in terms of officers involved in decision making, absolutely 100%. Yeah, it probably wouldn't be very palatable or sort of politically effective to charge like 200,000 random guys. But you could absolutely find people who are more responsible than others, for sure. Yeah, absolutely. Fascism isn't real. It can't happen in today's era. Every fascist is just a neoliberal. I know it sounds insane, but I do genuinely think this. Actual fascism was only really possible in an earlier era where more children died, before the age of five, and people had incredibly strong tribalist factional beliefs that were later eradicated by globalism and the internet. Now, all you really get is neo-fascism, which at the end of the day is doing the exact same policies as neocons, but less effectively. It's the Penguin video, they don't believe in a future? Yeah. If you think that, why do we still call them fascists? Well, they're still neo-fascists. They're engaging in the affect of fascists. I don't think you couldn't call me a socialist just because I don't believe in, Red Army shit. What's the Penguin video? You should go watch the Folding Ideas video on it. It's very good. Very good. Then explain Israel. Actually, I think Israel is a perfect example of what I'm saying because the average IDF soldier and Israeli civilian is a massive fucking coward. German soldiers enlisted and were conscripted en masse, and many people were literally actually willing to die for their homeland. Whereas nowadays, like, Israel freaks the fuck out, and like, a lot of people get tummy aches as soon as a couple bottle rockets are fired back across the border. I'd argue that they're a perfect example. They're people who like the aesthetic of dominating and killing all of their mortal enemies, but they despise the actual practical reality of doing so. They like the killing, they don't like the being killed. Whereas real fascists, the OG fascists, understand that killing and being killed are both essential parts of the cycle. You know, you live to die. That was the mantra of the Nazis, live for heroism. Every young boy was trained from the moment of their earliest education to die for the fatherland. That was the whole point. That was the point of the Hitlerjugend. You weren't growing up to live like a artistic life, to live a fulfilled life, to live a happy life. You were growing up so that you could be an organ of the state. Nobody thinks like this anymore. At least no one in the developed world. It's very uncommon. Fascists nowadays in the developed world, they don't think like this. They want to play video games and jerk off to pornography and die at 82 in a bed surrounded by their loved ones. But fascists, real fascists? No, no, no. You're not getting that, buddy. Wehrmacht soldiers did not die at least not most of them. To not die calmly at 82. Fascism, by virtue of being a death cult, means being ready for death. And if you're not, you can't be. Do you think Miller would fit in that category? I'm talking more about, like, what is materially possible, not so much people's personal individual ideologies. I think what I'm talking about is that in the developed world, materially, original paleo-fascism isn't really possible. So MAGA's not a death cult? No, they're still a death cult, just in a different way. Soy death cult? Very soy. Anyway, I shouldn't speak too hastily. It's a complicated subject. I don't want to give people the wrong impression. Could a real scarcity of resources change that dynamic? Yes. And we might be heading towards that. Real fascism will probably get more and more possible the closer we get to climate collapse, yeah. The more people are fighting over food and water, the more likely it is that we revert back to older pre-globalization notions of tribalism. What do you think will happen tonight? I have no idea. War Minister Korechika Anami tells his cabinet that a captured U.S. pilot has admitted under torture that the USA has 100 atom bombs ready to hit Japan. However, he still opposes surrender. Quote, would it not be wondrous for this whole nation to be destroyed like a beautiful flower? It sounds like the country that gave us kamikaze as a concept. I would say mass shooters fit the definition, though. Oh, kind of, because fascists still believe in building a future. That's the problem with the MAGA movement. They don't believe in the future. The fascists did. Their future was delusional, but they did believe in the future. Nowadays, though, I don't think the average Republican can really envision a future, you know? For a lot of them, for the evangelicals, they covet death. I mean, they want it. They're looking forward to it. They want to bring it about. I don't know. We live in a very fucked up world. Very bad. Very not good. Very not great. I guess we'll see what happens tonight. People in Congress calling for the 25th just don't want to do anything. This is what I mean when I say that democracy right now is just a legitimizing mechanism for bourgeois autocracy. Calling for the 25th Amendment to be invoked, calling for impeachment, they do literally nothing. All they are, you know, facile, inept attempts at signaling opposition. In reality, we all know that these things will do nothing and that we're all marching slowly to oblivion. We all know that if this were an actual dictatorship with no legitimizing mechanism of democracy, and if this was a foreign country, the answer would be obvious. Imagine America was a foreign country, not our own, and that it was not a democracy, but rather an absolute monarchy. Everyone in another country would know what to advocate for. Popular revolt. Everyone would understand this. There'd be no, it would be unambiguously supported, just as we support protesters in Iran, or if there was a North Korean uprising to depose of there, or in Turkmenistan, or, you know, in many other countries that are authoritarian. But democracy uniquely allows the Mad King to reign with impunity because it is not his will, but rather a complex mesh of bureaucracy that protects him. And all you can really do in opposition to it is wave your hands futilely and scream, the 25th, which won't happen, or impeach, impeach, which won't lead to a conviction. And even if it did, he wouldn't leave. What does popular revolt even mean in this context? That just sounds so soy and LARPy. Of course it does, because we live in a democracy. Saying popular revolt would make a lot more sense if we were talking about an autocracy, but here in a democracy, we all know we're neutered. Every citizen of a democracy knows that they are at birth castrated, that they can do nothing about the obvious inequities imposed by their government. You can be ruled over by an obstinate class of pedophiles who openly break the law, and everyone gets to just sit around and do nothing because they all know that, well, we, you know, however bad things might be, at least they follow rules set about in a bureaucracy, right? Like, at least there's a legitimizing mechanism. Doomer? Criticizing bourgeois democracy does not make me a doomer. That's not true, Vosh. We can vote. Ah. Masaigu, what do you think would happen if there was a mechanism for a vote of non-confidence right now? Who controls the Senate and the House? The ability to do a vote of non-confidence wouldn't change anything. So does 2028 not matter? I don't know. I don't know what relevance that has to what I'm saying. I feel like we have the same damn conversation every stream now. Yes, we are all in the torment nexus. Yes, oblivion covets our arrival. Yes, it will suck. Yes, you should buy rice and be. I don't know what you want from me. You proved this right when you said a while ago that people would give up their right to vote for $10,000. People would give up their right to vote for far, far less than $10,000. I guarantee you. Would you give up your right to vote for $1 million? I don't know. I could do a lot with $1 million, and so far my votes haven't seemed to matter that much, so I'd have to think about it. How about for Labubu? How about property in Dubai?